Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
We'll start OnlyFans Podcasts edition.
Only cuss words.
I don't think this is going to be in.
Hello, everyone. It is Dixie and Charlie, and welcome back to this week's episode of the Two Chicks Podcast. I actually have something that I would like to talk about, something that's been grinding my gears. Paparazzi. Kevin, Josh, this is for you guys. Please stop waiting outside my house. Super weird, super uncomfortable, big invasion of privacy. Home is supposed to be a safe place, not a place where you have people waiting for you. Super weird. Thank you.
I think it's really funny because every time I leave my apartment, they're illegally parked right outside and then follow me all the way to your house. And I'm like, what? And I don't know.
And I tried to talk to them too. I was like, hey, like, I just want to let you know, like, I've been able to create a great, like, friendship with you guys, and I really do appreciate, and I understand that this is your job, but just the waiting outside the house thing just, like, really isn't cool. They were like, got it. It's so weird.
Like, I go on drives by myself just to listen to music, and, like,
they followed me here.
No, but I, like, play my music really loud, and super fun, and then I can't even do that because my car is, like, the speakers, you can hear the music outside the car, and I get embarrassed. So I, like, try to run away from them, but they still follow me everywhere. And I just don't get out of my car. I just drive around sometimes. They used to be really chill. Like, we'd be like, hey, not right now. Like, we're just sitting outside or something. But now I feel like since everything's closed and they're getting zero contact from anyone, they kind of know our routine now.
Still so weird.
I think it's scary because, like, your house is all glass.
Yeah.
Speaking of houses, I heard you're moving out.
I am.
I heard that rumor. I read a lot of rumors. You're moving out and you're moving in with me.
No.
Please.
No.
I'm so bored and alone.
I like my room.
I know.
My room has lights set up and they're really cool. And I have really good snacks.
Do you have a fridge in your room?
It's coming soon. And I just got those ice machines. Like, you know that ice, like, it's called Nugget Ice? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got that.
I have it too, but I haven't set it up yet.
It's amazing. Best thing ever. And, yeah, I don't want to move out, first of all. Second of all, I can't, so... I just told mom and dad, I was like, when I turn 18, I don't know if I want to move out right
away. I know,
away.
They told me that.
So it's like, I don't know. I just like, moving out's going to be such a hassle, you know? Like, I'm going to have to pack all my stuff and like move it to a new place. Like, why not just leave my stuff and stay and have them buy me groceries, you know?
Yeah, then you don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know my dear friend Noah Beck?
No.
Like, why do you have to be so difficult all the time?
Because I really just, like, don't... Talking about what we're about to talk about just makes me, like, uncomfortable.
Yeah, it makes me a little uncomfortable,
too. I didn't see it. I didn't see them.
You want to see them?
No.
I feel like it's not appropriate, but he did post some pictures, and he went trending on Twitter. And I heard he was being so mean to him.
Yeah, I heard Instagram took them down, which is why, like...
Like, three times.
Yeah, so I just, like, didn't even...
I'm doing a shoot... with him and Damon Baker, I think, soon. You want to hear something funny? I don't know if this will be in the podcast or not, because depending if we get over this or not, but Noah and I got in an argument this morning, and I deleted the stories that I had of me and him together and unliked his photo, and all the Doa fan pages freaked out and were like, what is happening? Like, no way. I didn't even think they would notice, but... Yeah, he's not talking to me right now. Even though I didn't do anything wrong, necessarily.
In your head.
No, we were both equally being annoying.
Yeah, you guys are both equally annoying.
Let's talk about you and your boyfriend then, Char.
What boyfriend?
Exactly. Are the Cha-Cha fans still crazy?
Yeah.
Who do you think is the worst, Cha-Cha, Bradison, or Doa?
Cha-Cha, for sure.
I don't know, Bradison fans are kind of mean.
They're mean, but ours are just like...
They notice everything.
Detectives. Like, it could be something that's, like, just a coincidence.
Also, just letting everyone know, this is not evidence for your fan pages.
Oh. No, I just feel like it's a lot of the times it's stuff that's not real that they make into these stories that, like, then I'm like, wait, did this happen? And then I'm like, no, like, this isn't real. Why... But then everyone posts it, and then I get self-conscious because I'm like, what if this is real? What if I did do something? And then I just...
Bradison fans are mean. Cha-Cha fans are crazy. And Doa is like...
Such a fun ship name.
Yeah. Doa attacks any... Like, everyone. Doa's kind of mean. Because there's still Grixie fan pages I see. So... Anytime I see a Grixie fan page, I look at the comments, and all the comments are from Doa fan pages, and they're all like, delete this, it's over, Doa wins. I'm like, oh my gosh. I just think it's so funny.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Charlie, I just want to let you know that I'm basically a sway boy because I had a complete gain sesh last night, and I'm shredded.
We went to the dentist yesterday. The entire time we were at the dentist, which was a few hours actually, because we got our teeth deep cleaned. She was like, I don't want to go. If I show up like late, do you think they're only going to let me do like the remainder of it?
I did show up late and I only did the remainder of it.
Like,
don't care.
That's why, honestly, if you get to that point, just do what I do and just don't work out.
Everyone's been forcing me to work out. They're saying, it's good for your health. Shut up.
That's why whenever I'm around mom and dad, I'm like, look, a broccoli. And then they're like, she's so healthy.
When's the last time you ate broccoli?
A few days ago, actually. I don't understand where the attitude started. I love broccoli.
I want McDonald's right now.
Wait, I have a story.
What's your McDonald's order?
10 nugs. fries, Sprite.
I think Charlie and I are both a little tired today.
Can I tell you what I did before you got here?
Oh, yeah.
I dropped my phone on the floor. Mm-hmm. And when I went down to get it, I grabbed it and I came back up and I hit my nose on the mic stand. Mm-hmm. Like the one right next to me that I'm talking into. Mm-hmm. And it hurt.
Aw.
Time for another nose job.
Charlie.
What? I woke up this morning, my back hurts so bad.
Why?
I don't know. I didn't do anything.
I have constant back pain, and I have no idea why. It's so annoying. I wish I could, like, get shots all down my, like, neck and spine mm-hmm. to numb it and not feel it anymore. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
I'm so sore because I worked out yesterday, and now my back hurts even more than usual. I've tried every mattress, but really, my new mattress that I got is the only one that doesn't hurt my back. Should we talk about the cake lady or no?
Okay, so we were at a thing that we can't talk about yet with Morphe.
Wink.
Wink.
Shut up.
At this thing that I can't speak of, we were sent home with these little goodies that Morphe bought for
us.
Did
they buy it?
Yes.
Like they spent their money about
yes.
it?
Yes.
Okay.
And then the person that made it was like, she posted that she made it for us, for Morphe, and she started, like, attacking us in the comments that we didn't tag her.
She wasn't attacking us, but she was liking comments that were like, wow, we know who they really are. They don't even care about small businesses. So someone else took our phones and posted that on her stories because we thought, well, Morphe got them for us, so we were just
Let's
posting
show
it.
Our appreciation.
And then I get home and I look on my For You page and I even forgot that was on my story because I was home. And I was like, huh? What is happening?
This
like,
was
why is
after,
everyone attacking me?
This was after like doing 9.5 hours of blank straight since 7:30 in the morning.
So, blank straight.
Because we can't say what we were doing.
We can't.
You know what? 9.5 hours of shooting later. Like, since I woke up at, like, 6 in the morning, like, I was tired and I was
Yeah, we were
like,
up super early.
I was just, like, not in the mood to, like, because we didn't do anything wrong.
But we did go back and repost and post a girl on our story. And we would never do that viciously. Like, that's not even just something, like, if I get something, I post it on my story. But that seemed like a gift from Morphe. I didn't even think about.
Yeah. Because, like, if I were to get you, like, a birthday present, would you tag the people that made the thing?
And this has happened to me before where I wore pants and we have exclusivity. Is
yeah.
that the word?
Contracts that we can't
talk about other brands.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, she's so ungrateful. She doesn't care. I'm like, I will get sued if I talk about this.
Yeah. People.
They were like, where'd you get your pants from? I was like, well, honestly, I didn't know because I just put on pants. I don't know. Like, I would have to check the tag. And I was also on my phone at the time because Fletcher was like, you followed the wrong account on TikTok. And I was like, what? So I was like doing that. And then they asked me where my pants were from. And I was like, I don't know. And then they were like, this dumb bleep. Thanks. Doesn't care. I'm like, I didn't.
Like, legally, what? We can't. Sorry.
Legally, I can't.
They've done that. They've tried to catch me in lies. They're like, are you wearing this brand? And I have to be like, nope. Yep. Nope. Like, it's just so.
Because we can wear other brands. We just, like, can't talk about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like, we're not that.
And we're not,
not
that,
smart.
Like, like, I don't think about things.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bull & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bull & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
So, since we are very bad at podcast,
who said that?
Me, because we are. When we had mom and dad on, they were actually very good.
Their mom and dad?
It's a collective mom and dad. They were very good at podcasts, and they are starting their own podcast, but we do not have a name for it yet, so... Or they. Do you think they'll let us be a guest on their podcast?
Mighty. Too mighty.
Too mighty.
Too mighty.
That's their ship name.
I'm trying to think, like, what else has happened?
So, my Visco, everyone just found out that I had a Visco. And... people are making fake accounts for my ex-boyfriend from high school, who I am on good terms with. We, like, Snapchat, we're fine. He's in college, I'm here, we're chilling.
Happy for each other.
Yeah, like, we broke up in 2019. And everyone's like, how do you think he feels now that she left? Like, we weren't planning on dating when he went to college anyways, but it's so creepy because I'm seeing, like, so many videos of people pretending to be him on my For You page, and I'm like, hey.
People did that to my 8th grade boyfriend.
I don't get that.
And they were like, wow, she really left him? I was like, what are you talking about? It's been, like, multiple years since this happened. And I felt so bad, and he texted me. He was like, hey, I don't know, like, where people are finding my Instagram account, but, like, can you... So I had to, like, delete all the pictures of us from my Visco, like, a few months ago. So I definitely get it. It's just so weird that people are just finding it now. I don't even use Visco to post anymore. I just use it to edit things. TBH.
Oh! I hate T-pages. I hate them. I'll hate them forever. It's so dumb. And... no matter how many times, they're like, no, we're just trying to share this. When they post a picture of, is it Malu? Or Malu?
Yeah.
When they post a picture of her hair, they know that she's going to get hate and they're going to get more comments.
Yeah.
They're like, what do we think of this? And it's like someone's face. I'm like, that is the dumbest thing ever.
Because it's such a negative place.
And it's forcing people, and they just know they're going to get more comments. They know they're going to get more content. Like, I get real drama where people are, like, commenting and going back and forth. But some of the fake drama where they're...
and they posted something that was like, we don't... like, they were like, we don't support hate or, like, being rude to us. Like, they were talking about how, like, the hate that they get is too much. And it's like, imagine how... the people you post feel when your entire account is created off bashing other people.
Or if someone turns their comments off and then they post that they turned their comments off, that's just opening up a comment section to talk hate about people. And I'm like, what? That doesn't make sense. I know you want clout and I know you want attention from it and want to share. I get it. Like, I get it. Everyone has the things that they need to do. But post the tea. The whole updates thing and like, oh, this person just did this and it looks bad. Basically a bystander and kind of the, like...
Instigator
to hate. Like, I get the fun stuff. I wish it was more, like, fun and lighthearted, like, when we joke around, but they just...
or it'll be a complete joke and they'll turn it into, like...
something serious.
Yeah, and it's like, no. No.
Posting someone's hair and, like, body appearance just isn't cool, I don't think. So, Charlie...
no.
I think we're gonna... yes.
Yes. Yes. No.
Yep.
Yes.
Charlie, yeah. Sit.
I'm sitting. Crisscrossed applesauce.
Me too. I want you to think about this question for next time.
Mm-hmm.
If you could run your own T page, what kind of things would you post? And we'll answer that at the beginning of next podcast because I want to know. But I feel like you need to think about it because you're a little cranky right now. Okay, three nice things. I love your shoes. I love your whole comfy fit. And I like how you got a large coffee today because you really need it.
I don't like anything.
About me?
Your shirt looks nice. Your pants look nice. Your eyes look nice.
Something to keep in mind. I think something people need to keep in mind when they're commenting that TikTok is very easy to blow up on and people find everything. I feel like a lot of people forget that when they're writing such awful comments because I've gone back to some of your old videos and some of my old videos and there's people with like a mil or like something K who didn't have many followers and were writing hate comments on our post. And I just think always speak nicely because you never know when you're going to cross paths with that person.
Or just in general, like things blow up so fast, there's a pretty big chance that we're going to see it. you know, which isn't, like, cool.
Love you guys. Bye.
XOXO.